First, let me apologize that I will cough because I have a cold.
今天早上感冒了，所以他先要跟大家道歉，他肯定要咳嗽。
We realized that a couple of weeks ago, 2 weeks ago, that we know that we need to raise about 900,000 for our building project.
两个星期前，我们在教会里讨论，我们新建这个教会需要大概90万美元的这个资金。
So with that spirit, there was a church that needed some money, and a pastor went to the congregation, petitioned them to make an offer.
Is that our church?
No, different church.
Okay. 他在说就是有这么一个故事哈，一个教会需要一些钱，所以牧师就在教会里募款。
And he said that we're going to need a lot of money to fix the roof, and we're going to collect the offering.And if you can make the most, if you can, whoever that's going to offer the most, that we're going to give them the privilege to select 3 hymns for next service.
这个牧师就跟教会的会众讲，我们需要修屋顶，我们也需要很多的奉献。他说，你们中间如果有个人奉献的最多的话，下个星期我们在崇拜的时候，可以由他来挑三首歌。
So then the usher went out and collected the offering, and then at the end of the service, they found out a sister made $1,000 of offering.
他们就开始在教会里开始收集这个捐款，然后等到这个奉献的袋子收上来之后，发现有一个姐妹捐了1000美元，是最多的。
So the pastor invited the sister to the front and said,So we're so thankful that you are so generous, so you will select 3 hymns for next service. Which hymns would you like to select?
然后这个牧师就把这个姐妹请到台前，就说我们很感谢你慷慨的捐助，然后我们希望下个星期我们可以由你来选三首赞美歌。
And the sister came from back, very shy, and then he looked at the pastor, and then looked at the congregation.
这个姐妹就从这个后面慢慢地走到前面来，她非常羞涩，她看看牧师又看看会众。
And then he went, looked at the congregation, he picked the three most handsome men, he said, I want him, him, and him.
然后这姐妹就在这个会众里面挑了三个最英俊的弟兄，一二三数出来三个。
Okay. 2 weeks ago, the leadership team has told us what the mission of our church is.
在两个星期前，我们的领袖小组跟大家就公布了我们教会的以后的这个传道的这个方向，宣教的方向是什么。
Our mission is to reach out Chinese community.
我们希望能够关怀中华人社区。
In the context of practicing the greatest commandment.
我们希望能够来实践我们最大的使命。
And engaging in the great commission of our Lord.
而且在我们主的使命上有份。
And then also, and.Also, we have listed out 9 goals for next 5 years.
我们也制定了九个目标。
And you can see that we want to build new buildings, want to start small groups.
我们要建一个新的教会，而且要有很多新的小组。
80% of members receiving trainings, and we want to hire a youth pastor.
我们希望80%以上的会众都经过一些训练，然后我们也希望有一个youth pastor.
We want 100 families serving the Lord and want to plant a new church.
我们还希望有超过100个家庭来服侍主，而且我们希望能够有一个新的一个分堂。
We want a children worship service and we want to reach out for 50 new families.
我们希望有儿童崇拜，而且能够关怀超过50个家庭。
We want to establish 20 prayer groups.
而且我们希望能够建立20个祷告小组。
There's a lot of work ahead of us.
在我们前面有很多工作。
And there will be...A lot of planning, strategizing, and determine who will be the best people to serve in these areas.
而且我们同样也需要制定计划和战略策略，看看在这些每一个方面到底哪些人是最合适侍奉的。
So many of you are probably going to be leading new small groups or participating in the children's worship service.
你们中间的很多人可能是要在小组里面做领头人，又或者是要带领儿童崇拜。
Or some of you Or maybe I will move out of your comfort zone and start plant a new church.
也许你们中间的另一些人需要从自己的这个舒服的、很舒服的这个小圈子里迈步走出来，去建一个新的教会。
I am very excited that God is doing something great through us.
我感到非常兴奋，因为神要通过我们做一些大事。
And then He wants to change people's lives in this county.
他会在这个整个 Palm Beach County 能够改变人的生命。
And he's going to move in the county, and then he wants to use us as his fingers.
他要在这个教会里做一些大事，他需要用我们，就好像要用他的手指一样。
So we need to start now, look into these areas, not wait until we go into the new building.
我们现在就开始，就应该开始准备为我们的这些使命来做准备工作，而不是要等到我们一直搬进我们的新教会之后才开始。So
the wave is coming, so get your surfboard out.
这个浪已经来了，你们要是去 surf 的话，你们那个把自己的那个冲浪板要准备好。So
the specific question that we need to ask ourselves is that how do I fit into this plan?
我们要问自己的一个具体的问题，就是我怎么样能够把自己放进这个计划之中。
What is God's specific calling for me in this future church of ours?
在我们将来要建的这个教会之中，主对我的呼召是什么？
Before we can answer all these what to do questions, we need to answer a very fundamental question.
在我们回答这些我该做些什么的这个问题之前，我们要问自己一个最基本的问题。
Who are we?
我们是谁？
We must be before we do.
在我们做之前，我们必须要有生命。
Okay. We must accept, understand who we are before we can do anything.
在我们能做任何事情之前，我们必须要理解我们是谁。
We must understand that we must understand the fundamental being before we can make the doing.
在我们做任何行，采取任何行动之前，我们必须要知道自己的生命是什么样子。Being
is a collective attitude in our heart that is based upon a value system.
我们的生命是在于我们自己价值观的一些态度上。And
it's a collection of our characters that defines who we are.
我们的生命是由我们的一些态度，我们的个性组成的，来决定我们是什么样的人。
And then the attributes of the being that drives the doing.
我们生命的特质能够让我们去采取行动。
Okay, case in point. For example, the famous John 3:16 verse, God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son.
我们都知道这个约翰福音3:16，神如此爱世人，他把他唯一的儿子赐给我们。
God being love, God is love first.
神是爱。
And then he saved the world. He gave his son to us.
然后他拯救了世界，他把他的儿子送给这个世界。
Also, Paul describes Jesus as he is being faithful and he cannot disown him.
保罗也同样说，神是信实的，所以他不可能不要自己的，背乎自己。
他是可信的，神是可信的，所以他不能背乎自己。他不能背乎自己。Okay, so you have the character of beings, and then comes the doing.
所以你要先有了生命的特质，然后你才可以再出行动来。Another
relationship between the being and doing is that the doing is a proof of being.
另外一个就是做行动和生命的关系，就是说你必须要在做之前要有生命。
It's a proof of being.
就是说你的行为是你生命存在的一个证明。
Right. Jesus bore our sin on Calvary.
在加利利山上，耶稣基督承担了我们的罪孽。
Therefore, we know he loves us.
所以我们知道他爱我们。
The parable of two sons, the father wanted two sons to work.
我们知道在圣经里提到有一个比喻，是关于两个儿子的比喻，是父亲想让两个儿子去干活。
The older son says, no, but then he changed his mind.
这大儿子开始说不，我不干，但是他后来又改了主意。The
younger son said yes, but he did not do.
小儿子答应了说我干，但是他实际上没有去做。So
which son is obedient to his father?
那么两个儿子中谁是更加服从父亲的呢？
It's the doing that proves the being.
是我们的行为来证明我们的生命。I
came across a book recently. It's entitled called Cat and Dog Theology.
最近我看了一本书，这个书的题目叫做《猫和狗神学》。It's
a rethinking our relationship with our master.
这本书呢，它是让我们来重新思考我们跟神的关系。And
the authors have a cat and a dog.
这个作者他家里养了一只猫和一只狗。And
they are completely different.
这猫和狗是非常不一样。So
they use some of the characteristics of cats and dogs in describing the theologies that exist in church today.
所以这个作者他是用猫和狗的一些特性来 描述我们教会里是存在的一些现象。
A dog would say that you pet me, you feed me, you shelter me, you love me, you must be God.
这个狗的这个哲学是这样的，你喂我，你宠我，然后又给我吃，给我穿，你一定是神。
The cat says, you pet me, you feed me, you shelter me, you love me, I must be God.
但是猫的哲学是什么呢？你宠我，你爱我，你给我吃，给我穿，我一定是神。
Cats wants God to obey them.
猫是希望神能够服从他。
And dog wants to obey God.
但是狗它是希望能够服从神。
And cats seek the hands of God, see what God will do for them.
猫是在找神的手，它是希望知道神要为它做什么。
And dogs look for the face of God, see if God is pleasing.
但是狗呢，它是看神的面，它想要知道神是不是高兴。
Cats want all the blessings for themselves and put it in a little bucket just for them.
猫呢，它是希望把所有的主的祝福都收集起来，放在一个小桶里，抱得紧紧的。
And dogs wants to be the blessings for others so that God can be glorified.
但是狗呢，它是希望把祝福分享给每一个人，这样神的名可以得荣耀。
Cats focus on themselves and dogs focusing on the God.
猫是把重心注意力都集中在自己身上，但是狗的注意力是在别人身上。
I wonder what we are. Are we dogs or cats?
我想要知道我们是猫还是狗。
I pray that we all subscribe to the dog theology to please our master.
我希望我们所有的人都能够用这个狗的神学在教会里面是。
The challenge for us Christians is to know and understand who we are.
对我们基督徒来讲，我们的挑战就是首先要知道我们是谁。
And hence that understanding of who we are will drive our behavior.
如果我们理解我们是谁，我们就可以有行为被带出来。
If our understanding of who we are is wrong or incomplete,
如果我们对自己的理解，我们是谁，如果是不正确或者不完全的话，
then we may do certain things that we're not supposed to do, and yet we don't know it.
也许我们会做一些不该做的事，自己还不知道。
Remember the story of Ugly Duckling?
我想大家知道丑小鸭的故事。
Okay. At the end, the Ugly Duckling realized that he was a swan.
在故事的最后，丑小鸭意识到它是一只天鹅。
So he lifted up his long and graceful neck and extended his beautiful wings.
所以他就把自己长长的优雅的脖子伸起来，而且伸开了他美丽的翅膀。
And everyone was so marveled at him.
每个人都惊讶，他原来是一只天鹅。
Because he realized he's a swan, he's not an ugly duckling.
他意识到他是天鹅，他不再是丑小鸭了。
So he can do what the swan is supposed to do.
所以他就可以做天鹅应该做的事情。So
who are we?
我们是谁?
What are we supposed to be?
我们应该是什么样?
There are many in the scripture, of course.
这个圣经里有很多描述。
We want to be, God wants us to be the salt of the earth to influence this dying world.
神希望我们做世上的盐，能够来拯救这个走向灭亡的世界。
He wants us to be the light to point to the hope of the world.
他希望我们做光，能够给世界的。
He wants us to be the branches to connect to the vine so we can bear more fruit. Indeed, there are many, but I'd like to just point three today, the most fundamental ones that we must have. The first and the foremost is that we are the children of God.
第一点也是最重要的一点，就是我们是神的儿女。When
we repent of our sins,
当我们悔改的时候，yeah,
and then we accept the work of Jesus on the cross for our redemptive work.
我们知道神在十字架上为我们所做的工作。And
we ask Him to be the Lord of our lives.
我们希望我们求主做我们生命中的主。Then
God will give us the Holy Spirit as the seal.
神就会给我们圣灵来做一个印记。And
then And all the blessings and inheritance, all the promises in Jesus is belong to us.
然后耶稣身上所带的这些祝福，这些应许，都在我们身上。And
forever we are His children.
然后我们可以做神永远的儿女。So
being the children of God is the most fundamental relationship we have with God.
做神的儿女是我们跟神关系之中最重要的一点。Having
said that, now when we serve God, do we see ourselves as the servant of God or as children of God.
当我们在服侍神的时候，我们看自己是把自己看作神的仆人呢，还是神的儿女？
Both require obedience, but they are different.
都这不管是做仆人还是做儿女，都是需要我们能够服从的，有服从的心，但是还是不一样。
Servants see God as a taskmaster.
这个仆人看主是把他看作一个发号施令的主人。
While children see God as the loving father.
但是孩子们所看到的主是一个有充满爱心的父亲。
Servants do not know the master's plan.
仆人是不知道主的计划是什么。
But children know the father's plan.
但是孩子知道父亲的计划是什么。
Servant wants to survive the job.
这个仆人只是想要把工作做好。
But children want to thrive the enterprise.
但是孩子们是想要让父亲的产业更加昌盛。
Servants are just hired hands, which means that they want some benefits in exchange.
这仆人被雇只是因为他们能干活，所以这样主人可以得到一些利润。
But children are the owner of the business.
但是孩子们他是这个产业的继承人，是产业的主人。
I know most of us are employees.
我们中间的很多人是受雇的，在公司里做雇员。
But many of you are also own business.
但是你们中间也有很多人有自己的产业。
If you are a business owner, then constantly you have to think about how to make a sales, how to impress customers, how to cut down cost, how to raise profit.
如果你有自己的公司，你就经常要去考虑怎么样去能够让客户满意，怎么样去让公司的利润更多。
When we serve, if we are the owner of business, then we should also think about God's business.
如果我们在服侍主的时候，我们知道自己是这份产业的主人，我们当然也要考虑怎么样去来服侍我们的神。
So how do we glorify God in our lives? How do we make more people to believe? How do we influence them so that they will change their mind and turn to God? Constantly, that should be in our mind.
我们在自己的头脑之中应该经常去想这些问题，我们怎么样能够让主的名得荣耀，怎么样能够影响周围的人，让他们来接受主。
Because God's business is my business, because I am a child of God. I'm the owner of that enterprise. So our perspective of who we are will change how we serve, the attitude of our service. The second is of who we are, is that we are saints, sanctified in Jesus Christ.
第二就是我们是谁，我们应该意识到自己是圣人，就是神已经是高摩了我们，洁净了我们，我们分别为圣。圣徒。圣徒。Yes.
Paul addresses the churches in his epistles, the saints sanctified in Christ.
保罗在他的书信里说，使徒就是神所分别为圣的圣徒。
Saints are the ones that set apart for God's purpose. Now, one major characteristic of saints is holiness. Because God said, be holy because I am holy. Let me ask you a candid question. How many of you consider yourselves as saints? If you can raise your hand.
让我问大家一个坦率的问题，您中间有哪有多少人认为自己是圣徒，请举手。
Any of you believe that you consider yourself you are saints?
如果你们觉得自己是圣徒，你们认为自己是圣洁的，那么请举手。
Okay, I see five hands.
我看到只有五个人举手。
Okay, then for the rest of Christians, let me ask you, then what do you consider yourselves?
没举手的这些人，我问你们，你们觉得自己是谁呢？
Some of you may say that yes, we are sinners saved by grace.
你们中间也许有些人说，我们是罪人，只不过是被主的这个恩典所救。蒙恩得罪，蒙恩得救的罪人。
Yeah, that's the terminology. Yeah, sounds very humble and spiritual.
听起来非常谦卑，而且很非常属灵。
But I have to say to you, no, you're not sinners of saved by grace.
我想对大家说，你们不是蒙恩得救的罪人。
Because sinners saved by grace still sinners. If you turn to John chapter 17, John chapter 17, we'll read verse 15 to 19. Chapter 17 is what we call the high priest's prayer.
这是第十七章，约翰福音十七章，是大祭司的祷告。
Mm-hmm. Right. And this is the prayer before Jesus went to he was arrested.
这是在耶稣被捕之前的一段经文。
Okay, let's read it together.
第十五到十七节，我们一起来读。
Yeah, read in Chinese.
十五到十九节，我不求，请大家一起来读。我不求你叫他们离开世界，只求你保守他们脱离那恶者。他们不属世界，正如我不属世界一样。求你用真理使他们成圣。你的道就是真理。 你怎样差我到世上，我也照样差他们到世上。我为他们的缘故，自己分别为圣，叫他们也因真理成圣。Okay,
this passage, Jesus specifically prayed for his disciples.
在这段经文里面，耶稣为他的圣徒们祷告。To
sanctify them with the truth.
他用真理使他们分别为圣。
I have sent them into the world, for them I sanctify myself, that they too may be truly sanctified.
我把他们拆到这个世界，分别为圣，这样他们也能成为圣徒。Jesus
claimed us saints, meaning that we are set apart, sanctified for His purpose.
耶稣把我们称为圣徒，因为他把我们分别为圣，让我们为他的施工，在他的施工上有份。If
He claims us to be saints, then we should behave like saints.
如果耶稣说我们是圣徒，那么我们就应该像圣徒一样行事。
If our mentality is still in the realm of we are still sinners, when temptation comes, then our natural instinct is to cave in. Because sinners are supposed to be, it has no power to overcome sins. However, if your mentality is that you are saints, and then you will have the power, actually you do, because the Holy Spirit in you empowers you. The new life that God has given you when you accept Him as your, as His children, that power has the power, that life has the power to overcome temptation. It's already in us, we just don't know it. Again, ugly duckling and the swan. Another example is that, have you seen caterpillars and butterfly? Caterpillar is very ugly.
毛虫是很丑的哦。
Yeah, relatively, right, to the butterfly.
跟这美丽的蝴蝶比，这个毛虫是很丑的。
We do not say caterpillar. We don't. When we say butterfly, we don't say that's ex caterpillar.
当我们说到蝴蝶的时候，我们不会说这个蝴蝶的前身是个毛虫。
我们不说是它是蝴蝶的毛的前身，毛虫的。
Yeah.
Well, okay. When we say butterfly, we do not call it its post caterpillar.
我们不太不管它叫做毛虫后来变毛虫的后身.
We don't say that, right?
Yeah, 我们不会这么说.
We say that's a butterfly.
我们说那是一只蝴蝶.
Because these are two completely different.
因为蝴蝶和毛虫这么不一样.
Right? So when we saved by God, we are not sinners. Saved by grace, we're not.
所以当我们被神拯救的时候，我们不是说我们是蒙恩得救的罪人.
You are saints.
你是圣徒.
You are saint, sanctified by Jesus Christ, by His blood.
你已经被主的血
If you say, if I hope that we truly remove this word, sinners saved by grace in our church. It's not biblical, first of all. It's a, actually, I have to say, it's an insult to God. You are saints. Sanctified in Jesus Christ. You are.
你是圣徒，你是被分别为圣的圣徒。
So, therefore, you must act like saints.
所以我们必须在行事为人上也像圣徒。
The third in what who we are, the third is that we are the pillar and foundation of the truth.
第三点，我们是谁？是我们是教会的柱石，我们是教会的基础。
That's in the first.
是真理的柱石。
真理的柱石。That's in 1 Timothy 3:15, if you're interested.
这是在提摩太前书的3:15。
The Bible is God-inspired word to mankind.
圣经是神给人类默示的真理。
And He wanted to convey His message to the world through the Jews and the apostles.
他希望通过这个犹太人跟使徒们把他的信息传达给人类。
And the Bible contains God's heart, His thoughts, and His expectations.
这本圣经有主的心，主的意义在里面。
And it is what church proclaims. This is our message.
这也是我们教会所接受的信息。
So if we are the pillar of a pillar and foundation of the truth,
如果我们是真理的柱石和基础的话，
then we must know the truth in the first place.
我们首先必须要知道什么是真理。
So if we don't read the Bible, we don't study it, we don't understand it, then how can we be the pillar and foundation of the truth?
如果我们不读圣经，不学习，不查考圣经，我们怎么样才能知道什么样是真理，怎么样去做真理的柱石？
And if we don't know the truth,then any ideology will be truth to us.
如果我们不知道真理是什么，那么任何一个理论都有可能在我们看来是真理。
You know how the bank cashier know distinguish a counterfeit?
你知道在银行里面这些验钞员怎么样查别假钞吗？
What they do is that they study the genuine bill.
他们所做的就是一直去研究这个真钞。
They touch it, they smell it, they put under microscope, they study in and out, every detail.
他们拿着一张真钞票去摸一摸，闻一闻，然后看看这个手的触感，甚至把它放在显微镜下面去研究。
Every day they touch it. Every day they touch the genuine bills.
他们每天都在摸这个真钞票。
So when the counterfeit comes,
所以当这个假钞票来的时候，
they will know it's not up to that standard.
他一摸他就知道，这时候感觉不对。
So likewise, we have to read, study, and understand the scripture so that we will know, we will be able to discern a counterfeit.
跟我们一样，如果我们每天去查考圣经，我们理解从里到外的已经明白真理，那么当这个伪道理这种假的这种圣经假的这些道理来的时候，我们就知道它是假的。
Since we're using the word pillar and foundation, we're also building a church.
我们刚才这个保罗的比喻里面，他说我们是真理的柱石和基础，我们也在建我们的新教会。
Have you thought about what's the purpose of a pillar and foundation?
你知道这个柱石和这个基础对一个建筑有什么作用？
What's the purpose?
这个它的目的，它的作用是什么？
Without it, what happens to the building?
如果没有柱石，没有基础的话，这个建筑会发生什么事？
It'll collapse.
它就会垮掉。
Right.And the pillar and the foundation sustain the weight of the building.
这个柱石和基础承担了整个建筑物的重量。
So likewise, that we being the pillar and foundation of the truth.
同样的道理，我们是真理的柱石和基础。
We also lift up the truth before the world.
我们同样在世界面前高举真理。
We are the voice that crying out to the world about the truth.
我们是对世界呼唤的这个声音。
So if the church does not speak out, no one will.
如果教会不大声说出来的话，没有人会说的。
So one critical thing about being the pillar and the foundation of the truth is.
去做真理的柱石和基础的一个很关键的问题是。
Is that we must practice what we preach.
我们必须要把自己所传的道来实践。
The world can reject our message. That's expected.
这个世界会拒绝我们的这个信息，这是我们可以想象。
But they cannot deny ourselves being our talk and walk will be the same.
但是当我们言行一致的时候，这个世界不能够否定这个事实。
So, if we are the pillars and foundation of the truth,
所以如果我们是真理的柱石和基础，
our deeds and our words.Must in sync.
我们的行为和我们的言语必须要一致。
Which means it's a common saying that walk the talk and talk the walk, right?
就像我们说的，就是言行一致。
I have a personal testimony I want to share with you. In the scope of God's Word. As you know that my main focus right now in church is serving in the building committee.
你们知道我现在这段时间我在教会里主要我的任务是在我们这个建堂这个委员会来服侍。
At the beginning of this year, I try to list out the New Year's resolution.
在今年年初的时候我想要列出来自己的新年心志。
And then God sort of tap on my shoulder and say, get into my word.
神好像拍了拍我的肩膀对我说你先看看我的话。
I said, well, I know the Bible, what it says. I teach the scripture. I think I'm okay.
我当时我的回答是我知道圣经啊，而且我还教主日学来着，我想我没问题吧。
But God said, well, you will see a fresh look of my word.
但是主说你会在圣经里面你可以看到全新的一个面貌。
And you know how it goes, right? Like, yeah, 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 and then you move on, right?
然后我想，OK，那就这样吧。然后神可能就做了自个的事儿。
All my life in 20 years of Christian life, that God really never yelled at me.
我信主20年了，主好像从来没有对我大吼过什么。
But for this particular area, He made a such impression to me that I have to say yes.
但是这次他好像特别的跟我说了一些什么，让我不得不说是。
And so I made my mind, and that's okay. I will finish reading the scripture this year.
所以我定下新年的心志，就是我今年要把圣经读完。Okay.
Now I realize that God's word is a strength for my service.
我现在意识到神的话实际上是在我服事之中的力量。It
is my strength and guidance when I mind my Father's business.
当我在做我父的事情的时候，主的话呢，就是我的力量和我的方向。So
I also urge you to read to start reading His Word.
所以我也鼓励大家来开始读神的话语。And
I believe a revival is coming our way through this building process.
我相信通过这个我们建堂的这个这件事情，我们教会开始要有一个大复兴。And
God wants to do greater things through us.
神希望在我们身上能够成就更大的事。
And we need to get ready, no doubt, right?
毫无疑问，我们必须要准备好。I
don't want to see anyone left behind.
我不希望任何人被丢别人丢在后面。So
I pray that everyone will start reading His Word first. That is the starting point.
所以我的祷告就是，我们每一个人首先开始读圣经，这是我们的起点。Ask
Father what He wants us to do.
我们问一问父神，他究竟要我们做什么？
Seek His heart, what His plan is for our church.
寻找主的心意，他希望到底他希望我们这个教会能够做什么？
He will do greater things through us, but we have to work with Him.
他会在我们身上通过我们来做大事，但是我们必须要跟他一起同工。
Read His word first.
首先读他的话语。
Get on His word.
然后去行出他的话语。
You have seen what church will do in 5 years, the goals.
你们看到教会的五年计划，五年里我们教会希望达到一些什么目标？
And you also need our needs.
我们
You know our needs.
你也知道我们教会需要些什么。
We need prayers.
我们需要祷告。
This is a spiritual battle, no doubt.
这是一个属灵的征战。
We also need financial support.
我们也需要经济上的支持。
But most of all, we need you to dream big for God.
但是最重要的，我希望大家都能够梦想，为神来勇敢的去梦想。
Where would you fit in to this church in the future? But I pray that you will first change your mentality. You are the children of God, not servants. You are the saints, that's the saints of a holy nation, not sinners saved by grace. You are the pillar and foundation of the truth. Therefore, let us prepare ourselves for this wonderful work that's ahead of us. I will conclude with a story. There was a king with a son, and he is the head prince.
这个国王他有一个儿子，儿子是这个国度里的大祭司。
And then he sent out all the servants across the land, saying that whoever wants to be princes and princesses, they can come to the castle.
这个国王派出了很多仆人到这个国度的各个角落去，告诉他们说，如果有人愿意做王子或者公主，就把他们带到我的这个城堡里来。
And then there was a beggar, thought that this was a good idea to join the royal family.
就街上有一个讨饭的流浪汉，他想，哎，这好像加入皇家，这是一个很好的这个法子嘛，他就很高兴。
So he went to the castle and then met a servant.
所以他就到了城堡，他见到一个仆人。The
servant ushered him into his room.
这个仆人把他带到他的房间。And
then showed him a majestic regalian.
给了他一整套皇家的这个袍子啦，什么之类的。It
was a beautiful crown with rubies and diamonds.
还有，首先就是一顶皇冠，上面有红宝石，有钻石。And
with a purple shirt and robes that has the king's emblem.
而且有紫色的这个长袍，有皇帝的徽记。Has
a beautiful robe that has diamonds, sapphires, and rubies.
这个长袍上缀满了各色各样的宝石。
So he looked at them and he was so awestruck. Never seen anything like that before. And these are all his. So he looked at his own clothes, very stinky, rugged, dirty. So he took them off. Took a bath and then took on this royal robes, royal attire. And then he looked at himself in the mirror. He said, he looked good. And then the king and the head prince welcomed him and others like him. And then the king told them that while they live with the king, and they must learn to be like his son. After all, they are princes and princesses. So they started this royal lessons. They learn what to say and what not to say. They learn what to do or what not to do. And then this went on because they need to learn because they are princes and princesses. After a week, the beggar got bored. So he wondered how his friends and families were doing back in his hometown. So he left the castle without telling anyone. He went home. When he went home and he saw his friends and family, they saw him with this royal attire. And made fun of him. He said, "You're a beggar. Why are you dressing like a king?" And then he was embarrassed. And then he thought that his old way would be more comfortable. So he went with his family and friends, start begging for food. And then weeks and weeks, one day he was begging at the street corner. And a carriage stopped. And the head prince showed up. And then he saw all the royal clothes that this beggar had was all dirty and muddy. He told the dead beggar that the king sent out men to search for him.
这个大王子就告诉讨饭的说，国王现在在到处找你呢，派了很多人出去找。And
then the head prince asked him, "Why are you begging for food?"
大王子就问他说，你为什么要讨饭呢？He
said, "I have nothing to eat."
他说我没得吃啊。So
the head prince held his hand out and say, "You are no longer a beggar. You are a prince since you joined my family. Come home."
大王子就伸出手对他说,
So the beggar remembered how King welcomed him into his family. And the king bestowed him the position of a prince. So he should behave like a prince. So he got up, went with the head prince, went to the castle, and then started this royal lessons again. And then later he became a very fine prince like the head prince. Remember, you are no longer a beggar. You are a prince and princesses since you joined God's family.
请大家记住,你不再是一个讨饭的,自从你加入这个王的家庭之后, 你就是王子和公主。Let
us pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Our Father, we want to thank you
天父,我们谢谢你,
that you love us so much that you saved us from the bottom of the pit.
你这样爱我们,
we are not worthy,
我们不配得,
but yet you have bestowed us to be children of God, to be the saints in your nation, as a holy nation. And you have given us your word, and you want us to be the pillar and foundation of the truth in this world. We ask you that you will have mercy on us. Many times we have failed you. But we ask you that you will give us the strength that we will honor the position you have given to us. We ask you that you will raise up this church in the future. And we also come before you to accept your calling to be the light, to be the salt in this county and beyond. So we ask you that you will help us. Help us to give us a heart that we want to get closer to you. Help us to read your word, to pray with you. We ask you that you will lead our church so that we can be a church that will do greater things through you. We want to thank you for this privilege to call us to work in your business. We thank you. We pray this in Jesus Christ's name.
感谢主, 以耶稣基督的名祷告。